Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
One of the biggest risks that companies face comes from buyers who delay or default on payments. This uncertainty has the potential to eat away at profits, increase costs, and even threaten a company's future. The primary function of credit insurance is to protect against the risk of debtor default.
In Credit Insurance, published by Academic Press, trade finance expert Miran Yus explains the fundamentals of credit insurance and its significance to modern commerce. Greater competition and technological advancement have made credit insurance an increasingly essential tool for handling trade risk. Although this compact text lacks the structure to be a quick or easy reference guide, it certainly contains the bulk of the information executives would need to make informed decisions on how to protect their short-term trade receivables. Get Abstract recommends this thorough text to risk management professionals and to managers whose global or domestic businesses involve trade on credit.
Credit insurance is the best way to insure receivables, and it adds value to a business in a number of ways. Various analytical models identify and assess credit risks, and firms can choose from among a number of ways to protect against and mitigate these threats. Credit insurance allows companies to conduct trade in the knowledge that they have managed relevant commercial or non-commercial risks.
Global insurance policies that cover the risk of non-payment for all customers, regardless of domicile, are becoming more common. Many non-commercial risks, such as strikes, civil wars, embargoes, and natural disasters, can result in serious losses for companies. Managing international trade, dealing with unfamiliar cultures, and working in a variety of currencies also give rise to many other potentially catastrophic hazards.
Insuring against certain non-commercial risks, such as political upheaval, is a highly specialized area, normally the preserve of expert private insurers. The contracting parties may view non-commercial risks as acts of God, since preventing or forecasting them is almost impossible. Governmental export credit agencies, or ECAs, may cover particular risks that private insurers are unwilling to bear.
When a buyer and seller agree to conduct business, they normally state the terms of credit in a commercial contract. The seller then enters into an insurance contract with an insurer or an ECA and pays a premium. The seller's bank grants the seller credit, which the seller then extends to the buyer. The seller delivers the goods to the buyer, who pays as per the credit terms. If the buyer doesn't pay the debt, the seller lodges a claim with the insurer or the ECA, which then settles the debt with the seller's bank. The entire transaction depends on the insured party's complete confidence that the insurance company has the ability to pay in the event of an insured loss.
By entering into a credit insurance contract, a business essentially transfers the risk of non-payment to the insurer in return for the cost of the premium. The amount of the premium reflects the assumed risk and the dispersion of that risk. The insurer must diversify its risk, and so it normally will seek to insure transactions with all of a client's buyers. Thus, the insurer avoids having to cover only bad risks, which is adverse to the insurer's interests.
Insurers measure risk various ways, such as assessing the customer's credit rating, history, trade volume, and current risk management measures. The insurer bases the actual insurance premium on the insured party's declared turnover. It must be accurate for the policy to remain valid. Contracts commonly have a specific provision about the insured party's duty to divulge all information accurately.
An underwriter verifies the likelihood of the insured event ever happening. Credit information is vital in establishing the probability of default. Third-party credit rating agencies can provide detailed credit reports, and banks can provide publicly available information such as annual financial statements. Insurers monitor risk on a continuous basis at the firm, market, industry, and even macroeconomic levels. For international trade, the insurer would also perform a country risk assessment. Using its skill, experience, and technology, the insurer puts all this information to work in assessing trade risk.
In the event of a real loss, the insured client can make a valid claim for compensation. payment is contingent on the receipt of proof that the insured event occurred and resulted in a loss. The loss must not be a result of the seller's lack of performance. The seller also must ensure compliance with all necessary payments, laws, license requirements, and declarations, and must minimize loss where possible. The insured and the insurer share the cost of recovery, or the minimization of loss, equally.
Most insurance contracts run for 12 months, at the end of which insurers conduct a full review of transaction activity, claims, and future projections to determine the coverage and cost of a new contract. The insurer sets new insurance limits based on the insured company's updated financial situation.
The primary function of credit insurance is to indemnify the insured party against potential economic losses as a result of its trading activity, but it also fulfills a secondary function. It grants policyholders access to other services necessary for the effective operation of their business, such as debt collection, access to credit information, financial and legal consulting on relevant issues, and ongoing risk assessment and monitoring.
Taking out a credit insurance policy can provide a seller with a competitive advantage, since it gives the insured party the ability to offer credit to buyers. This establishes a seller's credibility in the marketplace, and that can have a positive impact on its credit ratings and perceived credit worthiness. It also opens the door to international markets.
Credit insurance also presents a solid platform for increasing sales. An organization's development plans most likely will depend on its anticipated cash flows. Holding credit insurance helps. Financial institutions look much more approvingly on an insured business when it requests capital to expand or invest.
Collecting debts in conjunction with an insurer is more efficient and cheaper than working without the insurer. Additionally, it can help in due diligence. If an insurer refuses to cover a potential new buyer, the seller can then decide whether it would be prudent to conduct business with that buyer at all. Credit insurance offers good value for money. It is the only risk management tool that protects both the lender and the borrower.
Companies can find alternatives to credit insurance, but the pricing and scope of the modern credit insurance policy has made other products primarily complementary to credit insurance. For example, self-insurance does not transfer the risk to a third party with the scale required to absorb large losses. Various bank instruments, such as bank guarantees and letters of credit, may not be the best option for many business arrangements, since they can be costly and time-consuming to arrange.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords risk management on getabstract.com.